presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
It's dawn on the day that the MV Glenmidden makes its maiden voyage on its first Calmac route from Uig to Loch Maddy. The crew are up, with the exception of Sandy Mitchell, who's been hard at it all night, trying to get something other than special offers from the local supermarket coming through the ship's wireless system. The captain has called the crew to the deck and has given them a final talk before they open the doors for the first passengers.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for gathering here on the deck. I just need to go over a couple of things with you before we start operations this morning. I've talked to Calmac and they are happy with the ship. Actually, they didn't bother coming down to have a look. They said they were just happy to have something to cover the ferry service whilst in dry dock.
Thank goodness they didn't come and look. We'd be doomed, I tell you. Doomed!
Thank you, Crawford. Anyway, I just want to make sure everything is shipshape and ready to go. Scotty, have you recorded the announcements?
Aye, Captain. There's one for to tell the passengers about safety regulations, another for disembarking, and one for the cafe and the entertainment.
Great. I haven't had time to listen to them, but I'm sure they'll be fine. Maggie, have you got everything you need in the kitchen?
Everything but a big, strong man to help me with the washing up. My hands are my livelihood, and I don't want to get them all wrinkled up with dirty water.
Then you shall have Feng Wu to help you out. I'm sure we can cope without him. Or her. Feng Wu, go with Maggie and help with the washing up.
Noodles.
Indeed. Now, what about the route? Robert, have you worked it out yet?
Well, I think so. We turn right at the harbour and then bear right for a bit and then we see a coastline that should be Loch Maddy.
Crawford, I think we'd better keep an eye out for anything that could possibly help us locate Loch Maddy. I can't have this first voyage going futtocks up.
Aye, that's right. Gee me the bampot to look after. I had a dream last night, and it tell to a ship going roon and roon in circles, like one of the whirlwinds. Anyway, the crew were all eaten alive by piranhas, except for me. It was a horrible dream. I was left adrift in the wet, wet ocean. It was so real, but when I woke up, I'd realised I'd had an accident in the bed.
Anyway, where was I? Yes, Dick, have you managed to try out the doors for the roll-on, turn-left, roll-off system?
That I have, Captain. They were a bit sticky, what with Roger painting them when they were shut, but I got them open eventually with a bit of WD-40. Trouble now is, they leak a bit, but I've put down a couple of basins to catch the drips.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be fine. Persa, are you ready?
That I am. I have stocked up with some small change, and there are signs around the ship informing people of what they have to pay for and where to get the necessary tickets. I have also taken the opportunity to stock up my little pay office with some souvenirs and stuff that maybe the passengers will want to purchase on the journey.
Like what?
Well, there's seasick pills for a start, then there's indigestion pills, models of the MV Glenmidden that I've made out of origami, certificates to say they've survived the voyage, oh, and earplugs for those who want a quiet drink in the bar.
Hold on, hold on. Are you insinuating that we can't play properly? I'll have you know, we're a certified ensemble that's played before the Prince of Wales.
Aye, and in front of other pups and all.
Aye, so none of your back chat to me, you wee whippersnapper. And only money you get for those earplugs, we get a cut, right?
That's right. 20-80 in my favour.
Can we get back to the matters in hand? Thanks. Now, talking about the band, I don't want to have any complaints about you harassing the passengers for money.
I think that'll be the least of your worries. They'll harass the passengers enough with their plane.
Anyway, I think that's it. I believe we may just be ready to open the doors and start welcoming the passengers aboard for the first 9:40 out of Uig to Loch Maddy. Good luck, everyone, and let's have a good voyage.
So, the MV Glenmidden is ready for its first passengers, and Dick goes down to open the doors to allow the first cars to come on board. Maggie is off waking the radio officer, and Scotty is off to have a wee nip out of the cooking sherry bottle. Before you can say Davy Jones, it's 9:40, and the doors are being closed, and excitement looms on the bridge as the captain presses the button to play the first safety announcement of the voyage.
Please listen very carefully to the following safety announcement. Your attention is drawn to a safety instruction notice which has been displayed somewhere in this ship, and passengers are requested to read this notice, which tells them what to do in the likely event of an emergency arising. Your attention is particularly drawn to the information that employees of Rent-A-Help Maritime Unlimited have priority access to the lifeboats. Thereafter, at the discretion of the officers and crew, passengers holding valid lifeboat passes may be allowed a space on the lifeboat. Lifeboat passes may be purchased from the purser's office at any time during the crossing, but are valid for one crossing only. To obtain best value for money, passengers are advised to purchase their lifeboat passes early in the journey. Thank you for travelling with MV Glenmidden. We hope that you enjoy the crossing and wish you the best of luck.
Well, Scotty, I think you did a grand job of that announcement. Sandy, any news on that wireless system?
Only the local news. I just can't understand what could be wrong with it. I've taken wires out of here and there and put them back in there and here. I've put red to black, red to red, blue to blue. Nothing seems to work.
Well, keep up the good work. Scotty, do you think we should go and see how Maggie's coping with the morning rush?
If we must.
So, with the radio officer still trying to get a signal other than the local radio, the captain and Scotty make their way to the cafe, where Maggie is holding court.
I'll have two of those big bucks with the coffee.
I hope you're pointing at those rolls and not my bosom, yes, Halahad. You're an awful man.
I was talking about the rolls. We call them bops in Manchester.
You men are all the same. You know you want me.
No, all I want is two of those big bops and a coffee.
Oh, here you go then, and here's your change.
Maggie, how are things going?
Oh, I keep getting flirted with by these big brawny bollocks, but apart from that, everything's going fine. Have you come down to sample my wares?
Actually, there was nothing further from my mind, but I will have a chip roll if you're at a loose end.
Things have got a bit quiet for now. I think I'll have one too. Scotty, would you like to have a roll with me?
Was that one at the innuendos, or are you asking me if I want to have something to eat?
Oh, Scotty, my love, I just wanted to know if there was something I could give you to satisfy your hunger. Although if you want me, all you have to do is ask.
I'll have the rolling chips and nae sauce.
Well, I think it all appears to be going splendidly. Now we just have to keep our fingers crossed that the navigating officer is going to get us to Loch Maddy and not some far-off Iranian city.
Oh help, there's a man overboard. Oh help, there's a man overboard.
I think I spoke too soon. Quick, Scotty, come with me.
This is all the captain needs on his first voyage. A man overboard. He and Scotty get up to the bow where the crowd has gathered, watching the man who has jumped. Can they save him?
Scotty, throw that life belt over. Can you hear me? Grab the life belt and we'll pull you back on board.
No, I'm not coming back on board.
Yes, everything will be fine. Just grab the life belt.
No, you didn't understand. I'm not coming back on board until you stop that bleeding band for playing. I can't stand it!
Scotty, go and tell the Ereskinoys to stop playing at once. We need to get this man back on board. Everything's going to be all right. We'll get them to stop and issue you with earplugs if you'll only get back on board.
You promise?
I promise.
All right, start pulling.
What a day! Will the ferry ever get to Loch Maddy? Will there be a full complement of passengers on board when it docks? Will the purser put the price of the earplugs up? I'm afraid you're going to have to wait until next week. Same time, same channel, in order to find out.
That was the Glenmidden Chronicles, presented by Coolin FM. Voices in no particular order were supplied by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy, and Shona Campbell. This has been an Old Mission House production for Coolin FM.